Malaysia has rejected a request by Indonesia to adopt a proposed minimum wage of $250 per month for Indonesian workers engaged as domestic servants in the neighbouring country. Indonesia has prohibited its citizens from working for employees in Malaysia after new cases of abuses were revealed in June. We spoke with Father Lawrence Andrew, editor of Malaysia's Catholic Weekly Herald.
First and foremost, there's no minimum wage in Malaysia. This is the difficult thing right now. And the poverty line is at 720 ringgit. And there are more than 1.3 million workers earn less than 700. So obviously, there is no minimum wage. And so the Indonesian government is asking just 800 ringgit more than the poverty line, so that they will have something more than what is necessary. Because the domestic workers are very often ill-treated and abused. They work not just 8 hours. They work sometimes for 12 to 16 or 14 hours. It's a very, very exhausting kind of a work to face each day in the domestic houses. And in certain cases, the employers did not even pay them. Some have not paid for months. And so very often they have to run away from the employers. And why are they demanding a kind of a minimum wage? Because Malaysia wants to be competitive in the outside world. And so they want to reduce the cost. And so they're exploiting the workers.